Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 26 of Better New and Living Way. And in this part, we are going to talk about God invites you to the party. Hebrews chapter 12, be strong as servants of God. So we have learned about many people who trusted God long ago. They are like a very big rod all around us, and we should copy their example. We must be like people who run in a race. We must throw away everything that stops us from running well. The sins that we do make us fall down very easily. We must not let those sins rule us. Father, please, my brain, it is not my brain. God has prepared the way that is in front of us. We must continue to be strong while we run along that way. We must choose to run the race well. As we run, we must always look towards Jesus. They check and attack your apostle boy. He is the one who trusted God completely. Our faith starts with Him, and He will help us to trust God all the way to the end. Jesus accepted punishment on the cross. He chose to receive much pain. He did not think about being ashamed to die like that. He knew that God had prepared something very good for him that would make him happy. Now he has sat down at the right side of God to rule with him in heaven. So think carefully about how Jesus lived on earth. Bad people did very bad things against him, but he continued to be strong. Think about him, and then you will not become weak. As Christian, you will not stop trusting God. Jesus, it was a meeting. I am busy to read. They hold the tongue, make keep my understanding, and they talk. No. Do not ever forget those words in the Bible that will make you strong. My son, when the Lord shows you what is right, do not easily forget it. Do not be upset when he punishes you. The Lord does that to everyone that he loves. He punishes everyone that he accepts as a son. When you have trouble in your life, you must be patient and strong. Remember that God is teaching you what is right, because you are his children. Hallelujah, amen. So be strong as servant of God. If your hands feel weak, lift them up. If your knees are not strong, stand up straight. Walk straight in front of you, step by step. Your example will help other Christians to serve God well. People who cannot walk well will not become worse and fall down. Instead, their legs will become strong again. No, hallelujah. Father, they talk as Holy Mother Mary. They do a lot of bad things. They are too many. No, not. Forgive. Don't. We must not refuse to do what God says. Do everything that you can to live in peace with other people. Make yourself separate from bad things. Nobody will see the Lord unless their life is good and clean. Remember that God is very kind. Nobody should refuse to let God help them. Make sure that nobody among you causes trouble so that people turn against God. A person who is angry against God is like poison. He spoils many other people's lives so that God does not accept them. A picture of two mountains, but as believers in Christ, you have not come to God in that way. You have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the city of true God who lives. You have come to the city of Jerusalem that is in heaven. There are many thousands of happy angels all together in the place. All God's people meet together there. They are like his most important sons. They belong in heaven because God has written down their names. You have come to God himself, who will judge all people. You have come to the place where the spirits of God's people are. Those people have become right with the God. God has now finished his work in them. You have come to Jesus, who brought the new agreement from God to his people. In that agreement, the blood, no, they connect to my skeleton. The blood of Jesus that makes us clean from our sins, it tells us that God has forgiven us. When Cain killed his brother Abel, Abel's blood brought God's punishment. So we see that God's blood, that Jesus' blood brought us something much better than that. Hallelujah, amen. But we are receiving a place where we will rule with God. We belong to God's kingdom, and nobody can even shake it. So we should thank God. We should worship him in a way that makes him happy. He's great, and we should serve him well and respect him. Remember that our God is like a fire. He destroys everything that is not good. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and happiness. Jesus and God's love be with you all. In the name of God, the Son, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Amen. And see you in next part.